This Twit News special comes to you from our Twit LastPass studios. Securing every access point in your company doesn't have to be a challenge. LastPass unifies access and authentication to make securing your employees simple and secure, even when they're working remotely. Check out LastPass.com/twit to learn more.
Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
This is Twit News Special number 360, recorded Wednesday, August 5th, 2020. Samsung's Galaxy Unpacked. This Twit News Special is brought to you by LastPass. Allow your remote workforce the ability to do their best work without jumping through hoops to ensure your business's security with LastPass. Visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. Good morning, everybody, and I mean morning. It's early here in California. It's almost 7 a.m. We're getting ready for a Samsung announcement. Joining me right now, I'm Leo Laporte. Jason Howell from All About Android and Tech News Weekly. Good morning, Jason. Didn't mean to wake you.
Good morning, Leo. Wake up, Leo. It's time for your day.
I got my espresso. You do too. Good. All right. We're ready to go. And in just a bit, we're going to go. Where is this event? It must be on the East Coast, yeah? Or is it in Korea?
Oh, you know what? That's actually a really great question. I did not look into exactly where it was. It was just like, I know that it's early here, so I have to imagine it's either on the East Coast or in Korea, or overseas somewhere.
Practically the middle of the night. It makes sense because this isn't a live event. This is there's no press, there's no auditorium. We're going to see the Samsung spokespeople on a stage by themselves. So that's going to be.
Or we assume so. But, you know, like I've noticed with the previous gaming announcements for both Sony PlayStation and the Xbox, that it's all pre-recorded stuff. So who the heck knows? Maybe Samsung's like, yeah, we could get away with that too.
Apple did that with their event a couple of weeks ago. And actually, it was really good. In a way, there's an advantage not having to do it live. You know, you can kind of polish it, fix the mistakes. Yeah. So we're waiting right now.
Yeah, we're waiting right now. While we wait, we might as well just kind of note, no pun intended, what we are pretty certain we're going to see at this point. I mean, it's a total of, and Samsung had even said this, a total of, I think, 5 or 6 devices. So this is not a shallow announcement.
This is the trailer we're watching right now. So we expect a Note 20. That's their big phablet. With the stylus.
Note 20 and the 20 Ultra, which I don't know if that is considered 1 and 2, but the Galaxy Z Fold 2,
I have the
Galaxy
Plus.
Watch 3, a new Galaxy Tab, and then the Galaxy Buds Live, which are the little like bean-looking in-ear true wireless earbuds.
We're going to get you a Note 20 Ultra, I'm sure, but I have my credit card all warmed up for either of the two folding phones. We're expecting the new Galaxy Fold 2, the Z Fold 2, and the Galaxy Z Flip 2, both of which were interesting. I ordered the Z Flip because I thought that really looked cool, but I canceled it because it took too long to get it. What do you think? Is it time to get a folding phone?
That's a really great question. I mean, is this moment in time in the world ready? You know, is it the perfect time for a 2000
plus expensive
phone? I just don't feel it. I feel like the world events have conspired against the folding phone fad. And since we're seeing a move towards the opposite, right? With the 4A and of course the iPhone, the iPhone SE, the less expensive middle range devices, I think are going to be really strong right now. So this sits firmly on the other side of that. From a technological standpoint though, I'm very intrigued to see what they've come up with to iterate on the previous versions that definitely had some flaws at least. Maybe they're better now. Maybe they're worth it.
You're going to have to tell me.
Yeah.
Do we expect these phones, the tablet, the watch, the buds to be available immediately later in the month, next year? What is the time frame, do you think?
That's a really great question. Samsung seems to not make you wait too long. I'm not certain that we're going to necessarily get availability immediately. I'm thinking later in August would be my guess.
Yeah, maybe August 20th. I saw one leak that said third week of August, something like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
There will be a Tom Brown edition for the Galaxy Z Fold 2.
Okay.
Topping out at $3,000 if you're a designer type. Remember, they did that for the Flip last year.
Yeah.
Only $400 less. So.
It is 11, just $3,000 on your
11 p.m. Korea time. I don't know what's delaying it, because if it's recorded, they're 4 minutes late, according to my calculations.
I'm guessing it's probably not recorded, but they're just kind of playing their ads right
live.
Now.
Did you see that says live? So what does that mean, though, these days? Live on tape?
Yeah, exactly. Live broadcast online, still pre-recorded. Yeah, it's hard to know. And I'm curious to know, because a tablet is part of this. Have you written off Android tablets at this point? Where do you stand?
Yeah, pretty much. Android tablets, haven't you? Yeah. And you're all about Android.
Yeah, I mean, I think about it very infrequently. Like, the only time I ever think about Android tablets in my own personal world is the fact that both my girls have one and they play Roblox on it. You know, like, I really have no need for an Android tablet in my day-to-day usage. And I think that's, for me, is a testament to kind of Google and the greater Android ecosystem's kind of lack of caring about it too much. They really haven't put in enough effort into it to make it be a kind of a must-have sort of device. Most people have just kind of assumed, hey, if you really want a tablet, go with an Apple iPad. Even though it's not Android, it's still a great tablet experience. And that's largely not what you get on Android.
Apple is making really the king of tablets, and there is nothing comes close. And when Apple sells their lowest priced iPad for $329, less on discount, there's no reason to save the money and get a $50 Android tablet. Don't forget, Samsung makes a really good Chromebook as well. And those will run most or many Android apps. A lot of the apps that you'd run on a tablet probably run just fine on the Samsung Chromebook. So I don't understand why they continue to do the tab, to be honest.
I mean, you know, it's a market category that they want to make sure that they're there to some degree, but you know, almost feels like maybe a little bit like obligation. There are a lot of people, though, out there that really do like, especially Samsung. I think Samsung, when you're talking about tablets, Android tablets, Samsung actually
cares. The only competition, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then really, the same thing for the Buds. I'm a fan of the Samsung Buds. These were at the price, probably the best Buds out there. These are the original Samsung Galaxy Buds. I'm a fan. I love the Note. I've had every Note since they came out. I think the watch, it's not an Apple Watch, and you notice I'm wearing my Apple Watch, but it's better than an Android Wear watch.
So yeah.
I think the Samsung Gear watches are actually pretty darn good. So it's pretty darn good is kind of where Samsung sits, except that pretty high priced. In fact, based on the price of the Tom Brown edition, which includes the Buds, the watch, and the Fold, I think we're going to see that watch come in at a fairly steep price. It looked like it might be as much as $500 or $600, which is crazy.
Wow. That is crazy. I feel like if you're doing a smartwatch like that, like what is the value proposition for something like that? You got to really prove it. There's a lot coming from Samsung over the years of like wanting to be something that maybe sometimes they're not, like a little disconnected from reality. They really want to be Apple in a lot of these ways. And so they price accordingly and they really talk up their ecosystem, you know, because I think they find similarities and draw similarities between the two. They really want to be like Apple. And sometimes it's a little far outside of kind of the reality of the situation. It's kind of like, yeah, well, you know what? Bixby is no good. The smartwatches are not worth $600.
To be honest, I see the copyright logo up on the screen telling us not to rebroadcast this. So we must be ready to get underway as we rebroadcast this. I just going to show you this is the Note 10 Plus, which I thought was a beautiful phone. I really like it. Samsung, latest stats just out, is the number two phone manufacturer in the world. If you look at world numbers, number one is Huawei. Apple's number three, but Apple is far and away number one in terms of the profits from smartphone sales. They make the most money. They just don't sell the most phones. Huawei sells the most. Samsung's right in the middle there. One of the ways Samsung does it is by offering dozens of devices. So let's get the audio, because I have a feeling we must be ready to go. They keep saying on air. Here we go.
They keep faking
us out. I can't hear the
audio
from the screen. Can you? There we go.
Oh, it could be pre-recorded.
Are they going to show this again? We've all seen this trailer 1,000 times because we're trying to figure out, oh, maybe it's not the trailer. It's just little droplets of copper.
They're going to turn into five different devices.
We think, for some of these phones.
The DNA of Samsung.
Or the COVID virus of Samsung.
Yeah, but that's true.
South Korea, where Samsung's located, has actually done very well in COVID. Only a few hundred deaths, and they seem to have it under control. So they could probably even legally have an audience. We'll see. I bet they don't. But also, it's late at night in Korea. It's 11 p.m. The last. Yeah. Small audience.
This is looking like a pre-recorded live event, you know.
Is the audience on Zoom?
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to the Galaxy Unpacked 2020. I'm Federico Casalegno, live from Korea, and I'm honored to be your host for this event. And I hope you enjoyed that stunning opening with AR. We are proud to share the mobile experiences we have reinvented for you. At Samsung, we always push the limits of innovations, and we constantly reinvent products and experiences. At this time, we also reinvented our event so you can enjoy the Unpacked from the comfort and safety of your home or office.
Thank you for that.
Even if you're physically apart, we are together, connected by a shared passion for innovation, technology, and beautiful design. Thank you for joining us. And we are also excited to welcome our Samsung members from all around the world.
So they're employees with the little
Galaxy
happy
users
faces.
And ambassadors, you provide valuable insights and inspiration. Thank you. And let's have some fun.
So that's their applauses.
Samsung...
Is that my Skype sound? I think, or is that, maybe that's Jason. He
that
looks like he's frozen.
Your lives better. My role at Samsung is to understand the different ways we all live, work, and play, and then design and deliver cutting-edge experiences, keeping people at the very center of everything we do. Our focus is on authentic human experiences through meaningful innovations. And we will show you what that looks like shortly. Today,
we're watching the world has Samsung's live broadcast from South Korea, I believe. Could be from Italy, though, of Samsung Unpacked 2020. Jason Howell, Leo Laporte. And this is Federico Casalegno, a senior vice president at Samsung.
That's the commitment that underlines our vision. And on that note, it is my great pleasure to introduce you to TM Rowe, president and head of Samsung Mobile and the driving force behind our vision. Please join me in welcoming TM to the stage.
So this is the usual kind of keynoting from the chairman of Samsung. He's, I don't know who he's waving at. Let's get those people behind him.
Yes.
Hello, and welcome to Galaxy Unpacked.
He's president of mobile.
You know,
I gave him the wrong title,
many
not
years,
chairman.
Everyone in technology has promised to change the world. Sometimes it's easy to forget that the opposite can happen. The world can change us.
Not easy to forget.
In the last 6 months since we met in San Francisco, so much has changed.
Mm-hmm.
These are extraordinary times. And we are facing extraordinary challenges. They are just saying that the only time you ever hit a bump in the road is when you are moving forward. The faster ride,
or backwards.
The bump.
Backwards, you'd feel a bump too.
There's only one
thing
to do.
Yeah, that's true. That bump's there no matter whether you're going forward or backwards.
Just if you're not moving at all, you wouldn't feel a bump.
You're resting on top of the bump.
Just physics.
No more. That's exactly what we've done at Samsung Mobile.
How do you feel about a new feature that is designed with face masks in mind for security? Maybe.
Interesting. Is that the rumor?
Is that on the bingo card? I don't know if that's going to happen.
Technology can help empower you in these times of
You have
adverse.
A lot fewer data points. You basically
so
only have eyes.
Every moment to the fullest.
Maybe the iris scan would have
Today,
been okay for that.
But we are announcing the most
there you go.
Powerful
There's the
devices.
Outlines.
We've ever created to help you do just that. They are bold.
Samsung had I don't know if it was iris scan, but Samsung had an eye scan feature that was slow and kind of unreliable.
And I think they, if I remember correctly, they got rid of it with the S20 series, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think you're
right. The S20 kind of ejected the iris scan, so I think they had it for a couple of years, and that was it.
It wasn't that good. I love it that the new Pixel 4a has a fingerprint reader. That's the solution.
Yeah, it really is. It is kind of going backwards over that bump that he talked about. To get back to the fingerprint scanner, because that's never going to fail you. You're not going to put a face mask on a finger.
I find it faster, more reliable in every circumstance. I miss the fingerprint scanner, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
And they put it in the right place in the back of the phone where it belongs. Yep. You're getting one of those. When do you get yours?
Well, that depends. I have a pre-order out for August 20th, but I also might be getting one for review earlier than that. So I'm kind of waiting right now. I hope sooner, obviously.
So then you can talk to your parents and friends.
We're talking over Mr. Ko only because. Or by a pane of glass. Who cares? To keep
your children. It's set up. It's setting the scene. And
yeah. We've heard this all before.
It is. The truth is, we live this on a daily basis. So
you play
hard, then you should be working hard.
Okay, that's a very bad posture. I would not recommend sitting on a beanbag sideways working with your laptop, regardless.
It's not going to last very long.
Every night when I go to bed. How
is he going to bed?
Innovations that truly matter. Among many other products and services, we are proud to announce some of those innovations today. A smartwatch that acts as your personal health manager. Earbuds that let you tune into every moment of your life.
Earbuds.
A tablet that lets you maximize your personal time. And I'm very proud to announce
the original Samsung Buds had a little bit of that, but
new Note. The Galaxy Note 20 and Note 20 Ultra.
Okay, put that down in your bingo sheet. That's a confirmation.
Yep.
There won't be much like that we don't already know on this.
No, I think we know pretty much all there is. I mean, you know, yet again, the leaks have been heavy on this announcement. They always are. It's just a standard at this point.
At the end of the day, we are about empowering you so that in these difficult times, you can focus on what really matters. So then you can work hard.
As he ramps up, I will just say real quick, because he mentioned the Note 20 Ultra. I've had the S20 Ultra since it was announced earlier this year. And I have to say, in the pandemic situation where we're working at home, a lot of the B-roll that I've shot for my reviews for the network has been with the S20 Ultra. And it's done a remarkable job. Some of that B-roll, like, you might think that it's just coming from like a DSLR or something like that. It's just really great. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with the Note 20 Ultra.
Frederico back. He's standing again in front of a big curved screen with hundreds, I guess, of Samsung employees and fans. They all have fans with their reaction on them, mostly emojis. Do you think they equipped them with a frowny face? Probably not.
I'm not sure. Yeah. Only use this in case of emergency.
Do not use the poop emoji. I'm guessing you're right.
I'm guessing they did. Galaxy ecosystem.
Samsung member, I'm posting so many comments. Oh, John's saying, and I think he might be right, that and they mentioned this at the beginning, I couldn't figure out what you were talking about, that the fans might be an augmented reality feature. Do they come alive? They seem.
Oh. So they didn't mention something about augmented reality,
start by introducing the all-new...
If that's augmented reality, it's pretty primitive.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Galaxy time.
I will say, from the leaks that we've seen, the leak renders, I like the color choice.
Copper's great. With. I love the copper. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did a nice shiny with the old Note, this nice shiny kind of multicolored back that I liked a lot. Look, it's a copper, a green, and a black this time.
Yeah, kind of a frosty look to it as well.
Yeah. Similar screen, three cameras in the back, a three-camera hole punch, or maybe two cameras and something else, a sensor, but very similar alignment to the old Note 20.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing it's probably a three camera array and then a fourth on the side there in that little black slot that might be like depth of field sort of thing.
Wow.
That would be my guess.
There it is. The Galaxy Note 20.
The 20 has a square bump
Note
as opposed to the...
Note users have always been energized by work and inspired by play.
And bump right. It is. Looks pretty big.
Play is blurring more yeah. than ever. We need to move fluidly between the two. Note 20 was designed to meet this need and
look at the size of that.
Yeah. yeah.
It's a new and improved way to optimize time and maximize
the S20 Ultra had a pretty healthy size.
Yeah.
The new
yeah,
Galaxy Note 20 comes yeah. in two versions, yeah. the Note 20 and the Note 20 Ultra. With everything we do on our phones these days.
Okay, so that was an S20 she was standing in front of. All right, that makes sense.
The Note 20 has a 6.7-inch screen, and the Note 20 Ultra has the largest smartphone display yet in our Note series.
Okay, so they're doing the edge
almost
on their premium.
The display is the most vivid and
only in the premium, that's interesting.
On a smartphone today.
I never use the edge.
It gives great visibility indoors and outdoors.
I definitely have
We've
stopped caring about the curved screen look. I'm more of a fan of the flat right now.
Once you experience the buttery smoothness of a 120 hertz display, it's really hard to go back.
120 hertz. Google also rumored to be doing that with their 5 Pixel 5
to the Note 20 Ultra. Mm-hmm. And considering how much you'll be using
it's so great though. 90 hertz or 120 hertz when you go there, it's really hard. It is really hard to go back.
It's very smooth. Yeah.
Do notice
Gorilla Glass Victus.
The Note can keep up with busy multitasking lifestyles. It delivers the best of power and the best of productivity. Note 20 and Note 20 Ultra have the fastest processors in the Galaxy series.
Advanced chipsets combined with 765 is that the
865 would be the top of the line right now, or would it be 865 plus
50% charge?
Well, they haven't said, so we'll see what they're using.
Yeah, I mean that would be
fast charging,
the toppest top of the line right now
in hardware and software with Samsung Knox. If you think about everything that we do on our phones, it's reassuring to know. Cameras are an integral part of the smartphone experience. For me,
like
my
copper.
Gallery has replaced my diary.
Yeah.
I use pictures to remember where I went, who I met, and even what I ate. I know a lot of you can relate. We expect our phones to do a lot, and Note 20 cameras are designed to live up to these high expectations. They come with one camera on the front.
Hole punch selfie.
And three in the back. Okay.
And then the telephoto wide and ultra wide.
Ultra wide and telephoto. Okay.
You can get sharp pictures even when the subject is far away and crisp shots in low light. It's the biggest leap in low light photography in a Galaxy. And as you can see,
that's one thing that really makes the top of the line flagship phones distinct from the medium priced phones is that dark in the dark night photography. They're really
night photography.
Much better. Miriam Joar was complaining. She says, why is it that all these, like the Edge, just the cameras are terrible at night?
Yeah.
We're spoiled.
To a certain degree, it's an Achilles heel most of the time. Mm-hmm. And then you have on the other side of that, like a Pixel 3a that does excellent, for $400. Just excellent. Yeah, including astral photography. That's part of the reason why that phone, the 3A and the 4A are so so awesome. Their camera's just solid, even in low light.
Designers to share a sneak peek into
these are all the leaks behind her.
Design is one.
Oh, sorry.
It's a combination
astral
of everything.
Photography.
So they're calling this bronze, not copper. Let's just get that straight.
And critical thinking. Samsung design put consumer at the center all the time.
You can tell he's a designer because he's wearing a bow tie.
Their needs and address their problem with a methodized process.
Either that or he went to Harvard.
In the age of single genius, we believe in democratization of design process, which is cross-functional
bronze pen. It's beautiful.
So the main concept of Note 20 design is a sustainable premium, which means long-lasting elegance, neither trendy
made out of wood. Nor fleeting.
We have studied
the finest cuts of cedar.
5 years for the perfect.
I would buy a wood phone. I would.
Was the best color to harmonize.
I had a wood back on one of the motos, right?
And it is gender fluid.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Was that like bamboo or I
the
can't remember?
The bronze of Note 20 and the Note 20 Ultra look the same, feel the same, but they're different materials made with contrasting methods. For the Note 20 Ultra, we etched the glass to create a satin finish. For the Note 20, on the other hand, We applied a special coating onto reinforced polycarbonate to realize the same look and feel. This way, within a single series, we deliver the values of both premium and pragmatism. In addition to Mystic Bronze, we settled on Mystic White, Mystic Gray, Mystic Black.
It looks like the camera bump is actually floating off the phone.
Listen and adapt ourselves to what are happening in our society. Because we believe designer is not a trend follower, but we are culture creator.
I will say the manufacturers have made advancements in creating these phones with a plastic material that does not feel cheap. Like they're starting.
So I want to see the 4A because it's a polycarbonate, but I think it's going to feel nice.
Yeah, I think it will too.
At heart, that's what the Note absolutely. Is all about. Our friends at Netflix helped us get a glimpse of what life would be like without it.
Busy?
Trying to be.
Oh, this is Afterlife. The Ricky Gervais show. This is just a Netflix ad. Yeah, these are all Netflix shows.
Mm-hmm. 3 months of Netflix on the new Note. I don't know. Probably something like that, really. Which, okay. In other words, justification for the Netflix app that is pre-installed that you can't remove.
Yeah, that you can't uninstall. And who wants to watch Netflix on a phone? Really? Yeah. Maybe I'm just old.
People do. You know, again, where are we predominantly right now? We're at home. That's
not
where
the subway. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Like that.
You'll feel like Pablo Escobar without our new phone.
That's why we designed the Note 20 to empower users, and of course, this is here to help.
Boing.
That's right. It's the S Pen. Yes. The S Pen defines the Note
Or as I call it, the Spen.
Our engineers have continuously improved and developed it to put more power at your fingertips.
But is it purple?
Here's how.
I ask you. Purple? Have you got purple?
Not this time. Our S Pen's interchangeable. Could you throw that That's S a good Pen question. Into an earlier version?
They
of
did
Note?
Change the design at one point considerably, remember? But that looks very much like last year's S Pen.
Yeah.
Galaxy Note and S Pen were born to respond
you can't,
to
users. Yeah. Backwards.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Leo. You'll go viral.
Because they are watching more online video than ever before. As engineers,
I do remember. Who could forget? Mm-hmm.
That was the occasion for the redesign, I believe.
And so in 2011,
yeah, really seemed to be.
In one device. I'm surprised more phones haven't adopted this. This really has become Samsung's trademark with the Note. Oh, they even like the word phablet. That's an amazing thing. Reimagined as a truly
powerful device in the early years. Well, yeah, everybody hopped on the larger phone bandwagon. But you're right. Coming to the stylus, which. Yeah, I wonder why that is. Why does Samsung own this? I mean, there are a few phones out there that do it, but I mean, none to the success that Samsung has been able to carve out with the Note series.
Every one of those phones I just saw. Every one of them. And I have to say, I doubt that I've removed this stylus more than a few times over the last year on the S10 Plus, but...
You know, that's me too. Like, I enjoy the Note series for all that it does, and I appreciate that the S Pen is there, but I just rarely lean into the S Pen. And
right. I know there's all this cool stuff I could do with it. But.
And I know that there's a lot of Note users that they swear by the Note because of the S Pen. I've tried and I have a real hard time creating
We're
a habit
not artists.
It, which is probably what it is. It's a habitual sort of thing.
One of many solutions was the AI-based point prediction. We had our system analyze tens of millions of writing and drawing samples, much more than before. Based on this, the device predicts the next expected point of the S Pen. Since the predicted point should be closer to the real next point than the last point, the process can contribute to decreasing the latency. Also, thanks to a doubling of the display's refresh rate to 120 hertz, the Note 20 screen now shows the data from the S Pen twice as frequently as the Note 10. In the end, We reduced the latency to 9 milliseconds, moving the S Pen one step closer to the natural feeling of writing on paper.
Handwriting on a digital screen was not a common thing 10 years ago, but now it has become a common experience. I think Galaxy Note and S Pen set a kind of new normal.
And thank you so much for letting me be a part of this high-end, fresh, great,
I can't understand you. Just one at a time, please.
So far, no new features, right?
I mean, no. Yeah, it really.
Did they have 120
like
hertz before? I don't. Maybe that's new.
What this pen?
Oh well, you know what? That is a good question. The S20 Ultra has 100. Oh gosh, I'm trying to remember.
I'm sure the 20
has 120 hertz, but you can't run 120 hertz at the maximum resolution, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Right.
Maybe that's the difference. Maybe they'll do that here.
New area where the boundaries between work and play are fluid, and some of us are already there. Our next device is all about giving you the flexibility you deserve.
They did not say much.
It will help you to be more productive at work, but
they
also
said almost nothing about new features.
And this is
just like, here's the next
our
one.
All new Galaxy Tab S7.
Boy, that's a little odd. This is going to be a hard sell if they haven't added anything but 120 hertz refresh rates.
Yeah, I'm curious. I know everybody's starting to publish their embargoed news hits. Maybe there's some details there as far
maybe
as
they
like,
figure why sell the features. I don't know why they would say that. That's what this is for, but
right.
And honestly, as we spoke of earlier on, I don't see a big market for this tablet. It does look like a Surface, has the kickstand and the detachable keyboard. So I'm supposed to applaud now. Where's my happy face? Hard to get excited about this.
And here it is, the Tab S7.
Wow, it's really
I'm
big.
I'm really excited for you to discover its full potential.
I don't know if they've ever made a tablet that
it
big before.
It represents a substantial leap from the previous generations. And here is Adrian to tell you more.
So this is like, I'm guessing, premium Android tablet. In the Samsung family.
That's the thing.
Pro.
I mean, when you're talking $700 for a tablet, get an iPad.
People are talking about
it's
new
about
normal.
The software.
What is the iPad Pro? Like similar size iPad Pro, what does that cost?
Adapt to the time.
It's pretty expensive.
That's the comparison point here, would be my guess.
This 12-inch, I think, starts at 800.
When to speed up for work and when to slow down.
And that's not including a pen or a keyboard.
The S7 makes that possible. It's the ultimate productivity device that gives me the power to optimize my personal time. It's perfect for me.
Apple with this
and for anyone else,
keyboard and trackpad has really made the iPad
play
even farther
Tab
ahead.
Tab S7 comes in two sizes, an 11-inch model and the larger 12.4-inch Tab S7
similar
Plus.
To the iPad Pros.
The Tab S7 Plus has the largest Super AMOLED on a tablet today. And remember that ultra-smooth 120 hertz display?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're bringing it to tablets for the first time.
Not really for the first time, but
has the most advanced display.
Maybe Android
tablets
for the first time.
Offering brighter, crisper images than ever before.
iPad Pros, I think, put a 250.
Portability and style.
240.
Despite the full metal design, it's very lightweight. Look at it from the side. Impressive, right? In fact, the Tab S7 Plus is the slimmest tablet of its size on the market. It's incredibly thin, light, and
the 12.9 iPad Pro is 1,000.
The Tab S7 and
pretty
S7
pricey.
Plus come in three
pricey.
New color options.
Yeah, it's a computer. It's not
this year's signature, Mystic Bronze. You might be thinking, looks great. Now, where's the S Pen? Here it is. Convenient, right? We also built a better keyboard that's going to raise your productivity game.
And a trackpad.
Now, let's see what this tab can do.
Oh, I missed
we
that.
We know a lot of people are juggling work and home life these days. So being able to multitask...
This probably competes more against the Surface than it does against iPad, I would tablets for years.
Oh, yeah, I wonder if... Well, maybe they already do this. With the keyboard attachment, I wonder if it's possible to convert this into DeX mode. Yeah.
So that's the problem is, you can make great hardware. Samsung's always made great hardware. These are great tablets. Yeah, that's DeX right there.
Yeah.
So the problem is Android.
That's interesting.
Android tablets. So now you really have a kind of almost a Samsung Chromebook, basically.
And chat with friends. Yeah, without Chrome OS.
Without the App Store. without millions of apps.
Right. And I know that one of the other rumors that we've heard is that DeX is going to be wireless capable as well. So Samsung continues to kind of buckle down on DeX capabilities. I don't know. I think actually if this has the DeX compatibility with this form factor, it makes it a little bit more compelling. That's a little something that I feel like we haven't seen very much of. At what point do they make it so that you can store the S Pen inside of the tablet like you can the Note?
But they did. Not in the tablet, but you saw they have the groove.
I know, on the side.
You can use it as a stand.
It'd be nice to be able to click it in. But I realize it's a lot larger.
They do that on their Chromebooks. I mean, so, that's a nice, it is a nice feature, but then you have to have a smaller pen. So this pen is a little bit larger, probably a little bit more useful.
Yeah, I'm sure for artists and everything to have the normal size pen, that's desired.
The touchpad is now larger and supports multi-finger gestures, so it's easier to control your screen. And it has shortcuts, like on a full-size keyboard.
It's a lot like the Magic Keyboard.
Bringing a Windows PC experience to an Android tablet.
Interesting.
So this is DeX. This is their version of a Surface.
Or users.
Right.
So let's take a moment to hear from one of our Samsung members.
And it's a reasonable competitor against the iPad if you're in the DeX, if DeX does what you need to do.
Right. You're all in on Samsung ecosystem, and you're already kind of accustomed and comfortable with using DeX, then this is probably like a holy cow, that makes it even easier.
The value of DeX is more that you have your computer in a very small form factor, which you then plug into a full-size keyboard, mouse, and monitor. If it's a tablet, I'm not sure what the value of DeX is, except probably that Samsung has this operating system. And it's got that desktop-like productivity apps, and they know that the ecosystem for the Android tablet is so weak there.
Yeah.
This is a product really driven by Samsung's economic needs more than our needs as users, I think.
And the funny thing is I might actually disagree a little bit from my own perspective and say that I find little to no use at all for plugging in my phone to a random dock where I happen to have
a monitor, agree with
keyboard. You know what I mean? This feels a little bit more closer to what I would actually want.
But you don't want DeX, trust me.
No. Yes, I'm not saying that DeX is the solution to my problems, for sure. Let me be clear.
Right.
But if I was to use DeX, this would be closer to how I might actually choose to use it versus like plugging my phone into a dock with random stuff.
You could be using Microsoft Office on an iPad.
Yeah.
You don't need to compromise with the DeX.
Also enhanced our Samsung Notes app to let you do even more with the S Pen. Let's bring Mary back to talk about that.
Carson says technically it is Thursday in Korea.
As you know, Notes is the original app that was created to work
with
the Notes series.
Well, for half of the broadcast, we were Thursday, and the other half we were Wednesday. We're playing to both sides. It's cool.
Why don't we show them?
Sure. Let's start with something simple.
This is so light on product announcement.
I have the Samsung Notes app open.
It's just an app.
Like
it's a little disappointing.
It's a bit hard to read that. Here, let me straighten it out.
Here, let me straighten it out.
This is also a feature in iOS 14. It's called Scribble. It'll be part of iPadOS.
Yeah. I've been taking classes.
Actually, it's not.
Samsung
all they do is straighten it out. It didn't turn it into text. Never mind.
On them with the S Pen. I can also use voice recording, so I can remember exactly what my teacher was saying.
Something available on the iPad for many years.
You know what's really cool?
Show us.
It syncs as I type and write on the screen. So if I hit play, you will see my notes syncing with the audio. And if I tap on a specific part of the note, the recording jumps to that audio bookmark. Here, let me show you.
See?
through the steps together. As most of you probably know, this is
long a feature of a number of apps on the iPad, including Notability, for maybe 5 or 6 years.
Cool, right?
That is really cool. And everything Adrian just showed us also works on the Note 20. It's incredibly convenient that the app works through the cloud, and you can open and edit all your notes on any Galaxy
device, Dex app,
phone, tablet, or PC.
And this is not just for notes. You can sync your devices so you never miss a call or text, no matter what device you're using or how far away you are from your phone. This is the value of the Galaxy ecosystem. You can create a continuous workspace wherever you go for maximum convenience and productivity.
We're expanding this ecosystem even further.
I guess if you really didn't want to go with Apple, Google doesn't offer really anything comparable.
No, really, this
is where you go. Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe Microsoft. Last year's, speaking of which,
good timing.
And now we're ready to present some cool new features. Let's ask Philip from Microsoft to show us how it all works.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Mary. Last year, we announced that we'd be working together to help you, our customers, be productive on any device, anywhere. We shared new S Pen experiences in Microsoft apps like Office and Outlook, the integration of Samsung Gallery and OneDrive to back up your amazing photos and give you access to them across your devices. We're continuing to expand our integration across Samsung and Microsoft experiences.
Did he suddenly shift left?
Yes. PC.
Definitely not live.
So imagine you're on your brand new Galaxy Note 20.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a jump cut there. Project.
The Samsung Notes app and the S Pen make it really easy to sketch out a design and write a quick note. If you get a text message like this one and you want to respond a little bit later, your Note 20 makes it really easy to send a reminder. Just a click. And same thing here. If you get a call and you want to respond later, not only can you send a reminder, you can also shoot a quick note back.
Mm-hmm.
Later, when you're on your PC, if you wanted to access your notes and reminders, you might have to email yourself or connect your devices with a USB cable. That's why I'm excited to announce that we're making your notes and reminders easily accessible and in some of your favorite Microsoft apps.
This is the Your Phone feature
on Windows. For example,
by
syncing your Samsung Notes with your OneNote feed, your hand-drawn sketch on your Galaxy Note 20 will be available in different PC experiences like Outlook on the web.
That's cool.
From here, sharing your idea is as easy as copying and pasting.
Remember, Microsoft's goal is to have all of this stuff available across all platforms. They don't, they're not in bed with Samsung. This is just one of
reminders will show up on your PC,
many places.
To-do app, Teams, and also here. And because it's synced, if you wanted to take it a step further and schedule it as a task, you can do so by dragging and dropping directly on your calendar. With a click, you can see a more detailed view of your tasks where you can return that missed call or jump back into a web page the same way you would on your phone. And when you check off a task, because there's a two-way sync, it checks it off in Samsung Reminder as well.
That's nice.
Last year, we announced the integration of Link to Windows and the quick panel of Galaxy phones to link your devices with a click. After you're linked, the Your Phone app gives you access to your notifications, messages, photos, and calls on your Galaxy Note 20. But now the Your Phone app is about to get even better. I'm excited to announce the new Apps feature, which gives you access to your Android apps on your Note 20 directly from your PC. Now you'll be able to combine the benefits of running a mobile app on your Galaxy Note 20, like the familiar look and feel and not having to log in.
That's more good for Windows than it is
keyboard and mouse
for Android. But that's
your phone to send a message on WhatsApp. You can
send and I mean this is work that Microsoft is doing to with this Samsung release, but Microsoft also has its own Android efforts in the works right now.
This Your Phone's available for all Android phones. I don't know if the apps feature will come along, but I suspect it will. To see Instagram on a desktop is kind of cool. Instagram's always resisted making that available.
And finally, if you find yourself using some of these apps often, you can pin them to the taskbar. And when you click them,
there still isn't an Instagram app for iPad.
But the Your Phone app and the integration of Samsung and Microsoft Experience.
Why is that? Like,
we hope to empower you a lot of sense.
It's a strange thing. Yeah, they really want to be on the phone.
Samsung Galaxy Note 20.
They have a web interface, but
back to you, Mary.
Thanks, Philip. Our close collaboration with Microsoft lets you get things done with ease and simplicity and helps you stay connected.
Is that compelling to you?
And this extends to tablets too.
Because I'm not, I mean, I don't use Android, and but I don't use Android in Windows. I use,
To
compete with the Mac ecosystem, which I do use, the Apple ecosystem.
I'm probably the wrong person to ask about those particular features because, yeah, I don't really use Windows Microsoft devices. But I appreciate the integration. I know there are people out there who that will appeal to.
Carson says he likes it.
Together, we better meet the needs of today, creating experiences between platforms, services, and products.
Ant likes it too.
We look forward to what's to come.
You're watching our live coverage of the Samsung Unpacked 2020 event. We've already seen an announcement, very scant on details of the Note 20 and the Note 20 Ultra. We're looking at the S7 tablet. We expect more soon. We thank our friends at LastPass for making this possible. How are you liking the new Galaxy Note 20 so far?
I like it.
Tell us more.
Yeah. So, yes, this really has seemed like a pre-recorded, played live sort of event. I mean, that's just the way it is right now. There's
some
no
of
live.
It's live. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of it's live. I think the people on stage might have been live.
Maybe. Like,
as soon as they were done, we went and pre-recorded.
Yeah. I mean, they don't really necessarily need to do it live. They can record it all in advance and know that it's going
to
be
just perfect.
The
thing that stands out to me is, and maybe it's just because we're a peak phone at this point.
Yeah.
New features are few and far between. They literally announced nothing new on the Note 20 Ultra. If you have a Note 10, what's the value proposition? 120 hertz refresh rate?
Yeah. I'm having to read through some articles on it just to find some details, you know, like S Pen latency is reduced by 40%, you know, little details like that that probably were just a quick mention, if at all.
It's really more about the bronze color.
Yeah, it's like it's a nice looking phone, right? That's why you need it. Yeah. We have two of them and not just one. That's why you need it. Yeah. Very few details. It's very interesting.
Phenomenal. Incredible. Let's check in with our Samsung members. What do you think?
Happy face. Oh, they really seem enthused.
I knew you would love it. At Samsung, we are all about open collaboration. We share a common vision with our partners to build an open ecosystem that brings together the best platforms, devices,
there you go.
And experiences. With Microsoft, we already deliver the tools for advanced productivity. And now we're expanding to gaming with Xbox. The goal is really simple. Bring the buzz of Xbox to our Galaxy users. Combine Samsung Moment
technology. This is an advantage. Because so far, xCloud is not available on iOS. It's only on Android and presumably Samsung on launch September 15th. That's a little more than a month from now.
Yeah, and this was news yesterday that it was going to launch on September 15th. That, like you mentioned, 22 countries. This isn't just isolated to Samsung. This is just Android in general. But of course, they're going to talk it up.
Across all of your devices, from console to PC to mobile. Being able to discover and play your next favorite games from the cloud on your mobile device is key to that future vision. We're entering a new era by bringing cloud gaming to Xbox Game Pass Ultimate on September 15th. You will be able to play over 100 games in the Game Pass membership from your phone, including...
This is something I really wonder if Apple's going to bend on this. Apparently, Microsoft doesn't like the 30%. Cut that Apple takes, and even though they have a beta version of xCloud on iOS, they are not shipping it on September 15th.
Samsung phones and tablets, including the Galaxy Note 20. Players around the world will be able to access this whole new era of gaming through the Samsung Galaxy Store. We've chosen this partnership.
I would definitely say, just like on a side note tangent, the Razer Kishi, they also announced that there's going to be a X Cloud version of the Kishi for $20 more to tie in with this. And when you're talking mobile control for something like this, this is a really great controller. Oh, yeah, it's so great. For
gaming, thanks. And back to you, Federico.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you so much, Phil. This is only the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Get my
and we could not be more
thrilled for you to experience
Xbox Game Pass on our Galaxy devices. I see our Samsung member are real excited. We know you can't wait to try Xbox Game Pass on Note 20, so we ask our brand ambassador to give you a sneak peek. And here
a sneak peek?
Myth.
Yo, what is up, guys? It's Myth here. I'm a gamer, content creator, and Team Galaxy member. Me and Xbox go way back. All right, I started playing Xbox when I was like 3. So crazy to see how Xbox has evolved again. With the Samsung Galaxy Note 20.
Such distinct YouTube style.
Pass,
you
can
play your games from really anywhere that you would like to. Because with this little guy,
they were able to parody it on Mythic Quest.
I'll show you how it's done, all right? To use your Note 20 as your Xbox screen, all you have to do is follow the 3 T's. Turn, toggle, tap. All right, for the next step, I'm going to bring in a special guest to show you how it's done. Cue in for voiceover me, please. Can everybody see better? Okay, good. And man, I do sound good in voiceover. Go ahead and choose controller as your Bluetooth device and hit up that little Game Pass app. It's looking all nice. All right, now who's ready for some serious scrolling? Once you're in...
It's too early. I just woke up. Stop yelling at me. Anyone?
I need to smash that play button. Oh, yeah. You know what?
Smash it. Cloud,
man. Making this experience possible. And actually, yo, Mobile Gang, I see y'all. Keep it up. You know what my favorite part of playing Gears 5 on the cloud is? It's the fact that you could play when and where you want.
Yo!
Love that. Let's go outside. Look at me go! And I get to pick up where I left off when I was playing inside.
Barbecue. I'm not supposed to notice the barbecue. I'm sorry. Seamless, the Note 20 makes now I can't unsee the barbecue.
Is that a Samsung barbecue?
I think it is. But it's a very short barbecue. Game on?
Hope so.
Thank you, Myth. He's great, isn't he?
We're all awake now. He really is. Thank you.
We're so glad to be working with him to highlight the amazing Xbox gaming experience on the Note 20.
This is why the biggest we'll never be hits on Twitch. We might as well admit it, Jason. And on YouTube, we're just not enthusiastic enough.
Sea of Thieves.
We don't smash things at Twit, unfortunately.
Smash more things at Twit.
We need to tell people to smash more things.
You'll be able to get a taste of what Xbox has in store when you get the Note.
That's great. I enjoy gaming, but in my free time, I also do photography and shoot videos.
I know you're quite
That's
the video
great,
guy.
Jason.
You're going to
I enjoy
love
gaming.
The 20 Ultra.
It is really fun.
Laser autofocus sensor. And for pro video mode, we also built
So there's the laser autofocus. But see, this is something that was also already in all the other phones.
Well, the USB control is uber smooth.
Oh, and
you can also make more precise.
So pro video, that's when I was talking earlier about the S20 Ultra. Okay. That's the mode that I use, and it's got a lot
in
of
an
control.
S20, yes.
Made
yeah.
With the upgraded pro video mode.
I guess this is just going to be an S20 for Note fans with a bigger screen and a stylus.
Yep.
More decks. So you could, okay, this is the wireless decks you were talking about.
There you go. Okay. And so wireless X connecting to a monitor,
even better what, on the large screen. I can't believe that was...
Is this only going to work with Samsung TVs,
way,
I assume?
I use Samsung DeX. I love that it now connects wirelessly. I connect my tab to my TV often, too.
Yeah, and
or
now
maybe an
I can
HDMI
use
dongle
while
or
using
sort?
My TV as a second screen with DeX. This is great because I'm always multitasking. It's perfect for switching back and forth between work and play. The Note 20 and Tab S7 address your needs by combining powerful hardware with intelligent software.
And we can't wait for you to try them out for yourselves.
Yeah, kind of reading through some of the covers that I'm finding here of the people who have kind of released their news releases of this. One of the bigger features that seems to be talked up on this Note series is the faster, more responsive S Pen experience, which for people who are really locked into the S Pen experience, that's probably a really, a more of a big deal. I don't know if it's a game changer. I've got the 10 and now I need to get the 20 necessarily, but I'm sure for some people they've been begging for that and are happy to see it. Significant.
That's my question. What makes this better than the one I already have?
Yeah.
Our Galaxy Buds are already exceptional, but we wanted to introduce a new form factor that helps you to tune into life. A unique design matched with awesome sounds. Listen.
Oh, beans in your ears. I can't hear you. I've got beans in my ear.
I wonder how comfortable these things are. They're very unique
copper
looking.
Beans for your ears.
Galaxy
Beans Live. Man, I keep missing the event.
Yeah.
That looks so beautiful. Don't you guys think?
Hi, Uni.
I wonder what's inside.
Beans?
The Galaxy
Magic
Buds
beans.
Live. They look larger than life there, but the case is actually super small. It fits right in the palm of my hand or in my pocket. See?
Oh, they aren't that small. They're bigger than the old ones.
Does it look like a little jewelry box? I love it.
Yeah.
The buds come in a choice of three colors, including the super chic Bistic Bronze, which I am personally loving. And they are going to look fabulous with the Note 20
they do look
or Tab S7. The Buds Live are also eco-friendly, which is amazing, right? Both the buds and the case are made of recycled materials.
Okay.
And nice. To top it off, you can jazz it up with a ton of colors and accessories to personalize it. Now, here they are in the case. Ta-da! Don't they look super chic?
Don't they? Don't they?
They should look great, because we notice more and more people keep their buds in throughout the day. That's also why we designed the Buds Live for all-day comfort. It took a ton of research and so many
for
prototypes.
For people with bean-shaped ears, you're going to love this.
Yeah, that's my that's what I'm curious about, because it seems like more so than other in-ear buds, it's not just the little like suctiony thing that goes inside.
They look
the
like
entire ear.
It's kind of look like beans if you chew them a little bit.
Are those the Edamotics, right?
No, these are the ultimate ears. They're molded to actually fit my ear.
Fabulous. Right. So I'll be really curious on these. I am definitely interested in these, but I wonder from a fit standpoint.
I love the old ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife has the old ones. She loves those too.
So this is these are molded earbuds. You can see they're kind of bean shaped.
Yeah.
Sorta. Kind of.
Yeah. Okay. It's a funky
kinda.
Looking bean, but yeah.
It's a funky bean. Funky winker bean.
So you know your favorite Spotify playlist. It's just now to tap away. You don't have to reach for your phone anymore.
Is she happy or in pain? I can't tell.
Yeah, that's a good point.
With powerful bass boost.
That's a bass duct.
It sounds like you're in a room together, just you and your favorite band hanging out.
Again, the proof's in the pudding. We have to hear them. That's all, right?
Yep.
AKG puts their name on a lot of stuff these days. They're really kind of more licensing.
I love the active noise cancellation for OpenType. It's a first in our Bud series.
It lets active noise cancellation, nice to have out on an earbud.
Love that.
Lost yep. in your favorite podcast, but you won't miss your subway stop because you'll be able to hear
because you won't be going anywhere
really clearly. This is possible because we cut low band background noise by up to 97%. That means it drowns out the sounds you don't want to hear and picks up the sounds you do.
Like the baby crying in a seat next to you.
Quality too, with three microphones and a voice pickup unit. If I get a call while I'm out and about and it's really, really loud, the mics will minimize the noise outside so I can be heard more clearly. Now check this out. We compared Buds Live with a pair of wireless earphones from another company. Both recordings were made under the exact same conditions.
Can you hear me? If you can, this is Buds Live. If you can't, it's not. Can you hear me? If you
Much
can,
better.
This is Buds Live. If you can't, it's not.
You yeah, can totally hear nice. The difference, right? When it comes to reducing noise, Buds Live.
But what are the other things?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Well with the other Galaxy devices.
Name your sources.
These $5 headphones from the truck stop or what?
The right. sounds on your Buds Live can give you exceptional sound quality. My favorite, though, it enhances your viewing experience. You know, sometimes you're watching something and you're just dying to share it with a friend, but sharing your buds, well, it's kind of a bummer because you get half the sound and you don't get
don't
that
share your buds with your buds.
You yeah, mm, you're putting these in your ear holes like that. Yeah.
Mary, come, let's show them how come. Works.
In the age of Corona, like I don't think you go sharing earbuds. I think that's probably a bad
Thank
idea.
Thank you, but my buds are already connected to my note.
Oh. No problem.
Oh, okay. All right.
A few little taps here.
Multi-point sharing.
Buds together.
Pairing.
Yeah, multi-point sharing. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Good. Now,
one of those features that, like, okay, I like that. How often would I?
I don't think it's a bud feature. That's a feature of the tablet and phone, not of the.
Right.
No problem. I can turn down the volume on both our buds at the same time, just like this. See?
Much better. That's really convenient.
I know, right?
So, yeah, that would probably work with any Bluetooth buds, I would guess. But if it's multi-point pairing, I don't know.
Yeah.
They're pretty. I really like the old ones. I thought that for the price, they were very good. Remember, though, they were much less expensive than the AirPods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are these? I'm guessing like $180.
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
Yeah. Which would make them... AirPod priced, not AirPod Pro priced, but yeah, the AirPod Pro is $250. Make these $50 less, you're still, you know, with noise cancellation and stuff like
that. It's crazy how expensive these true wireless earbuds can be. I mean, the price range is
a huge
so
markup,
wide.
That's one.
Yeah,
that's really the real truth of it.
Okay, I have one more thing for you, and you are
Bixby?
Going to love this.
Bixby,
let me start by asking you to imagine this. Life can get so hectic. So wouldn't it be nice to have a personal assistant to help you manage your life and your health?
There you go, Lou.
Well, we made one, and it fits right on your wrist. Introducing the Galaxy Watch 3.
They really were setting it up for some sort of Bixby message with a personal assistant, but they went in a different direction.
So I always did like the Gear watch. This is a big step up from that, I think.
I feel like the Samsung approach to their wearables, you know, they're leaning in on Tizen versus Wear OS is really an indictment of how not good Wear OS has grown over the years. Because Samsung's watches they're great, like as far as alternatives to the Apple Watch. Right. They're definitely my pick.
They're the next best solid thing watches. For sure. Yeah.
Inspired by classic timepieces, it's modern and sophisticated.
And round.
And it comes with the precision rotating bezel, which only we offer.
Glad they brought that back because that
the
really
bezel
was
makes
the best
it easy
feature of the Gear.
To navigate your apps and control your music, just like this. There's something very satisfying about the way it clicks.
That's true. I like the physical.
Luxurious. And comes in two sizes and three colors. We even have a
pretty
super
big,
premium
41
titanium
and 45 millimeters.
Mystic Black.
Mm.
The frame is smaller, slimmer, and lighter, while the display itself is bigger. And we've created a new range of beautiful watch faces. My all-time favorite, it's Weather Center watch face. I am constantly checking the weather. I know this is a little crazy, but I have three apps on my phone just for the weather. Now, all I have to do is check my watch. It gives me constant updates of what the weather is.
Oh, that's cool. It's snowing on her watch.
Live animation. It's pretty amazing.
That's cool.
Of course, this is something I like. But the advantage of our open platform is that we work with partners to offer you the largest watch face ecosystem in the industry.
Something Apple does not.
I know other smartphones are finally catching up and letting you make just a few selections. But I am here to tell you, we're talking over 80,000 options. The way we see it, customization is just not good enough. It's time to truly personalize your watch. If you
want to
keep
things
real fresh here, the shuffle feature cycles through your favorite watch faces. You can even match them to your outfit. So all you have to do is take your phone and take a quick photo here. Just show some denim. Then all you have to do is go to the wearables app, hit my style, customize, of course. We're going to go into the gallery.
And all you have to do.
I just took and then my denim shop.
All you have to do is, and then after
and
that.
Then there's a ton of options.
The only thing you have to
watch
do.
Face.
This one looks good. Done. Then you save. And
it's as simple as one, two, three,
it
four, five,
colors
six,
and creates
six,
watch
seven,
face
eight.
Patterns that match my clothes.
And look how
and
beautiful that is
my outfit
and legible
is
the watch is.
These days, taking
this is why
care
Apple
of my
does
health
not do this,
has
by
become
the way.
Really important. So it's nice to know that the Samsung Health Monitor on the Galaxy Watch 3 acts as my 24-hour health manager. We're bringing new tools to help regularly monitor your health, including ways to track
price,
blood pressure,
battery life.
ECG,
the functionality is good. You know, it's a little limited. You don't have the range of apps that you have for the Apple Watch, but
you have to go to your blood pressure.
It's round.
Hit measure.
It's better round than wear. A flat tire, you know.
It's a lot better than wear.
And then stand really still.
Yeah. And
that's
starting
nice
at around
pressure.
$400, wow. It looks like.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Simple,
I remember
right?
we were talking about it. I thought these were going
to
be very
accuracy,
expensive. That's nice. It does blood pressure. That's something Apple's Watch does not do. Well, I don't know how accurate
calibrate
it is.
Calibrate it at least once a month with the Samsung Health Monitor app. Measuring your ECG is really easy, too. So, again, you go back, open
another
your
Apple
app,
feature.
And
same way.
Just lightly tap your finger on this button right here for just 30 seconds. That's it. And you're done. Keeping a log of things like your blood pressure and ECG is helpful. It creates a baseline for you so you have more information and notice when things feel slightly off. Now,
how does it take your temperature throughout the day?
Right? But having these records right on your wrist and in your phone is incredibly helpful in monitoring
Good.
Your health.
That'd be helpful,
in Korea,
actually.
That might blood pressure
the people who are really, really concerned.
And ECG will be coming real soon for both the Watch 3 and Watch Active 2. We're working to expand both features to more countries and devices. The Galaxy Watch 3 will also let you check your blood oxygen level.
That's great. So this is something Apple is rumored to be coming with on the next Apple Watch. So they, in two ways, they beat the Apple Watch,
easy.
Blood pressure and
new addition
oxygen.
To the overall health management options that give you just more control over your well-being. We launched our sleep monitoring feature 6 years ago, and we've been building on it ever since. It scores the overall
Again,
quality
something
of your
Apple's
sleep
just added.
And gives you personalized recommendations. So
what
you
about battery life
better.
On this thing?
Yeah.
The new Watch 3 also is great as a fitness buddy. I love to run, but
it's
just
really
for fun.
An ecosystem
so
they're
I'm
creating.
I'm really excited to show you what it can do.
They continue
so
to create,
to
yeah.
I'll go to the running
right.
app here. Here we go. Just tap. 3, 2, 1. Let's go for a little run.
She's actually going to go for a little run. Okay. All right.
Oh, a different stage. I love the
just
cameras on the railroad tracks.
All right, and we're done. So I will hit pause, finish. And you can actually see all of my results of that very short run right here. Pretty neat, right?
The longest Watch 3 run. Gives me real-time feedback, tracking my pace and form based on my run. You can also set goals for yourself and see how far you ran. It definitely keeps me motivated and on my toes, especially when I'm running on my own and losing.
They've done a lot of work with this. They're clearly seeing Apple's success with the Apple Watch and using that as a roadmap. And I think they're doing a good job. This looks good.
Yeah.
Now I can do that.
Yeah, like we monetize them, but maybe there's a benefit.
And there's a whole ecosystem of experiences when you pair it with your Samsung Smart TV. Let's check it out. So I'll set up my phone. Here we go. One moment, please. And there you see it right on the screen. Watch 3 actually becomes a part of your personal training, just like this. So I will go to...
You have to have a Samsung Smart TV and a Samsung phone, but then the watch is part of your personal training.
Gal Pal starting there, so let's get started, shall we?
And I'm sure that there are people who are all Samsung, right?
It's really easy.
Yeah.
All I have to do is just tap my watch to pause.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there definitely are.
And then replay. Or even
maybe not as much as Samsung would hope, but they're certainly continue year after year to play to those people with, you know, with their wide ecosystem of different devices connecting to each other.
So you won't ever run out of exercises or get bored. Now, I'm going to let you enjoy the rest of Unpacked, and I'll be right here.
I'm sure there'll be some concern. We already worry about Samsung Smart TVs watching you using their cameras, reporting back to marketers what you're watching on TV, things like that. And this just adds more data points to that. I'm not sure Samsung is as committed to privacy as Apple has been. So that's something you might want to be aware of. You're watching our live coverage of the Samsung Galaxy Unpacked event, August 5th, 2020. They're semi-live from South Korea. Our show today brought to you by LastPass. We use LastPass like crazy here at Twit. As you know, I started using LastPass personally more than 12 years ago. Steve Gibson did his LastPass review 10 years ago on Security Now. He's been using it ever since. Just told me that again yesterday. And we started using LastPass Enterprise about 5 years ago. Why do we use LastPass? Well, partly because it's more secure, right? Partly because it's more convenient. And especially now with more and more employees working from home, it's really important that our authentication system be reliable, be secure, and be portable. And that's really what LastPass is all about. Of course, you get the secure password storage LastPass is famous for. Each employee has their own vault for storing every app and web login they use. When they have a new login, it's automatically saved. When they go back to that site or app, it's automatically filled. I love that. Another feature that maybe you didn't think about but is very important with employees distributed all over the place, how do they share passwords? You don't want them emailing or texting them. That's not safe. With LastPass, you have secure and convenient password sharing built right in. No more post-it notes. They just share right within LastPass. That's great for home too, by the way. The LastPass family is a great way to do that. Streamlined logins mean your employees love LastPass because it's easier for them, but it's also easier for you. You have centralized control. You can set policies. We set, for instance, a requirement that everybody use two-factor authentication. That's a nice feature. And LastPass's multi-factor guarantees we know who's using what and where and when at all times. Really important for a distributed workforce. It's easy to manage your users, too. You can quickly add and remove users. You can even automate it with a directory integration. So if you have an LDAP or similar directory, it's very simple. Add a new user, add a new employee. They're automatically added to LastPass. And of course, access is everywhere your employees are. Android, iOS, Mac, Windows, Linux, every browser. And it's super secure. AES 256-bit encryption. LastPass never transmits the master password anywhere. It stays on device. In fact, your data is never decrypted anywhere except on device. That's the security you want. And LastPass's IAM solutions help businesses improve the employee experience and safeguard from cyber threats. We wouldn't go anywhere without using LastPass. I have everything in LastPass because it's my most secure store anywhere. You're going to love it. If you're not already using it, my question is why not? Go to LastPass.com/twit. All the features LastPass offers. I've just scratched the surface. LastPass.com/twit. Allow your remote workforce the ability to do their best work without jumping through hoops to ensure your business's security with LastPass. We thank LastPass. They help us keep the lights on here at the Twit Studios, our LastPass studios, and bring you coverage like this of the Samsung Unpacked event. Let's get back to the show.
Still have not heard about the, what is it, the Z Fold?
No folding phones yet. It's all that's left, I think. We had the buds. Yeah. And the phones.
Maybe it's not going to happen.
To help you manage your life so you can work.
My credit card will be happy to hear that.
And create freely. We continue to expand our Galaxy ecosystem.
Maybe they're going
to
do one more thing.
Innovations that anticipate your needs in an evolving world.
I like those buds.
For instance, we're introducing two services to Note 20 and Note 20 Ultra.
Yeah. It's between the two.
Closely with Android as they develop Nearby Share. It automatically detects nearby users, making it simpler.
This is something Google just shipped to the Pixel phones. Android
devices. Yeah. Yeah, and nearby sharing is actually really cool. Are they saying that they're leaning into the actual Android feature, nearby share? Okay, yes. Yeah, it's
good. Google has said that they launched in the Pixel early, but now it looks like Samsung will have it too.
Yeah, I mean, they opened this up a couple of days ago to more Android devices, and everybody's going to kind of get it.
Ah, UWB, that's interesting. This is something that Apple's using with their iPhone. And it looks like they do have this kind of smart tags feature. Samsung does.
With UWB, Nearby Share will reach a new level of quick and easy sharing.
It means you can aim the phone.
By simply pointing your phone to other UWB-equipped Galaxy devices, Nearby Share will automatically list the people you're facing at the top of your sharing panel.
This is an Apple phone parody.
Interesting.
SmartThings Find will also be enhanced using augmented reality and intuitive directions.
SmartThings, of course, the smart home hub that Samsung acquired a few years ago.
To its precise location.
And is built into most of their appliances.
To turn your phone into a digital key with UWB.
That's great.
We're already working with major global automakers and access solution providers like Asa Abloy to unlock the future of possibilities.
This is exactly what they should do.
UWB
that's good.
Technology has so
Apple
many
shouldn't own that. And in fact, Apple's been a laggard Galaxy with that, so this will push them along.
You'll be the first to access it all.
And now a little commercial from Microsoft and Samsung.
A little commercial break.
And we should point out this Your Phone feature is not a Samsung exclusive. Although it does look like there are some features like this, the ability to run apps that are at least first on Samsung.
Okay.
There's Instagram running on your computer. OneDrive integration with photos, gallery. This is making Dex.
They're showing this with Dex, right?
Yeah.
Is that Windows or Dex?
I can't remember. That's Windows.
That's Windows. Windows. Okay, yeah, I see it now.
This is your phone.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because Dex is kind of an anti-Windows play. Mm-hmm. But if you have Windows and you can do it with your phone, then you really don't need Dex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dex is more for the tablet.
I continue to ask myself that question. Do I really need Dex?
What is Dex? Yeah.
I don't feel like I do.
And we've had Dex for several generations of Samsung phones.
Totally. Totally. But it was pretty limited initially, and they've certainly opened it up and made it easier to access and definitely made it more powerful.
It's cloud gaming.
I just am still not sold on the need for my phone to be my computer. It's just, mm-hmm. It's never really made sense for me on a day-to-day standpoint.
This is a $15 subscription starts September 15th, 100 games. You're playing on the cloud.
Right. Yeah,
but unlike Stadia, you don't have to buy the games. You get it with the subscription.
Well, that's a big deal. Yeah.
The bench appeared. She drew it and then it happened.
Whoa. Way to come around there at the end. Didn't see that one coming. That was a twist.
And we are delighted by the great potential of our products. And I hope you are too. I can see you really want to know the release dates, but we have more to share.
Oh.
As Yuni mentioned, we are working with regulatory agencies to bring both the blood pressure and the ECG monitoring to Samsung devices.
Oh, it's not on them yet.
I'm excited to announce that we have just received the U.S. FDA clearance for Samsung ECG monitor app and Brazil and Visa for the Samsung blood pressure monitoring app. And
so that's important.
And we plan to release this on our devices very soon. And that's a meaningful innovation.
So without FDA approval, of course, they can't release those
devices to enhance the Galaxy ecosystem. Now, let's take a step back and look at the big picture. Samsung stands at the front line of innovation. And we pioneer 5G technology with an entire lineup of groundbreaking devices. We made it possible for you to plug into the 5G networks and discover...
I'm assuming 5G is more widespread in South Korea than it is here in the U.S. You really, very few places you can use true 5G.
True 5G, yeah. I'm starting to notice on the 5G devices that I'm testing that my little 5G thing lights up, you know, the little alert that tells me I'm connected to 5G here. T-Mobile network.
So that's their 600 megahertz 5G, which is 5G in name.
I was technology. Just going to say,
you probably don't know as much speed difference.
I connect to it, but the speed difference is nothing.
No, it wouldn't be. The 600 megahertz isn't as fast.
So what are they doing?
Here we go.
Here we go.
We're going to unfold. Yeah. Unfolding.
By the way, we do have yet another thing. That would be there.
So the front camera, screen is bigger.
Mm-hmm. Good, because the front screen on the original one just looked funky and weird.
Yeah, yeah. It still looks funky and weird, but it's not as... The hinge is really the big question mark.
Yeah, true.
Hole punch now instead of a giant notch.
Good. That's a meaningful improvement.
Mm-hmm. This is the Z Fold 2.
All right, how much you spending, Leo?
Well, no, they haven't given us price and availability for anything else.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't suppose we'll see that for this either.
Someone might have written about it at this point.
Are you guys seeing this?
I am.
This changes everything.
No, it doesn't. Everything.
Now that's a good-looking phone. Your Z Fold 2 journey
changes
begins
nothing.
With unboxing. Unboxing always attracts a lot of attention.
And it's all about the unboxing. You know you got a problem.
That's the thing. That's the thing that you're hanging your hat on.
The help of our brand ambassadors to turn it into an exclusive event. Ladies and gentlemen, BTS.
Oh, big Korean pop band. Yeah. K-pop action. K-pop unbox.
Wow. Mystic Bronze. 좋네요.
Mystic Bronze.
이걸로 게임 하면 평소에 이런 식으로 쓰다가.
They should do this in sync though. They should be going.
Oh.
Wow.
괜찮은데?
혁신입니다.
혁신이다.
More to come. Stay tuned.
Oh yeah.
Thank you,
it looks
BTS.
Like it's a hit with BTS. Every moment of the Z Fold 2 experience is special. Our designers thought of every last detail and didn't compromise on anything. Look at this.
What's the durability been?
It really does look like a Note.
This, I plan to keep.
It's got the same design kind of aesthetic on the back camera system as the Note. The front, when it's folded up, I mean, it's a full screen. So at least there's that. Because that was just
ridiculous. You have a real phone. It's just thick.
Yeah, totally.
I like the unfolding box. That is kind of cool.
The Z Fold 2 comes in two colors. Mystic Black and what I have here, Mystic Bronze. Gorgeous, right?
They can't both be Mystic.
The haze effect and metal finish.
Yeah, look how thick that is.
Right away. Overall, the body is thinner.
Oh. I thought you had one.
And we minimize the gap.
By the way, Leo.
I was going to be
really
mad.
Making this ergonomic design fit comfortably in your pocket.
I didn't tell you.
I'm turning it on now.
After what's that?
First Galaxy Fold. Oh.
Told the LG Velvet the and the dual screen.
As much as the screen. We listened and adapted. The new Z Fold
I do think dual screens are going to be the wave of the future thanks to Microsoft and the Duo. And
no compromises.
Folding is still a question mark just because of the durability of the screen.
Smartphone experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Open the device. And you can access an even more immersive viewing experience. We've maximized the screen with our Holon display technology, bringing our Infinity OLED display to the Z Fold 2 across a beautiful 7.6 inches.
Of course. That's nice.
The Z Fold 2 embodies our 120 hertz refresh rate technology.
Nice.
And additional upgrades. We optimized the display layers, reinforced the entire structure to make the phone tougher in real-world environments. Now, let's take a look.
It's going to be pricey.
The Galaxy Rumor Z Fold 2 same price as has the last most time. Advanced flexible display
ever. Yeah, $1,650 bucks, right?
Giving you an immersive theater, an epic game room, and a creative work studio, all in one, delivering an uninterrupted viewing
experience.
Oh, it was
1980. The original was close to 2000. Yeah.
Playing games on the 5G that's right. Network. Yeah, that's right.
The dual intelligent battery will last all day.
Nice big battery.
Now, the display is only part of what makes the Fold experience possible. We completely re-engineered the hinge of the Z Fold 2 to improve resilience so you can use it with greater confidence in its durability. We want to show you how we designed the Z Fold 2, and insiders gave us a deep dive look.
So how durable, have we heard anything about those who have Folds? You know, Rene Ritchie was saying that his friends who have Folds love it. But I haven't heard anything about durability of the original Folds. I suppose well, I mean, there if was there the, were a problem, we would have heard about it. No, the original yeah. problem, which they fixed.
The original had a whole host of problems. Ever since then, though, I feel the same. I haven't really heard very much about any durability dings.
I don't know if that's because people are not using it or because it's actually more durable.
Exactly. It's really hard for me to know that as well. I feel like I hear more about the Z Flip than the Z Fold. And even then, it's just people in the industry. It's not really like everyday, you know, people that I know in my everyday life. Like, no one that I know actually has one of these that was like, I was in the market for a phone and I bought a foldable one.
It's Marquez Brownlee. So these are all the YouTubers who have them.
Search out the answers one by one. Make a folding phone, you need something other than glass, so you have plastic on this outside. So, of course, glass doesn't fold.
Oh, well, but does it?
That is common sense. Yeah. But this glass can be folded. We call it UTG. It's 100% glass, but it's processed to be extremely thin. How thin? Thinner than a human hair.
So it's a screen protector, not the screen.
Yeah. Seeing and touching the screen more pleasurable. But this display requires both strength and flexibility at the same time. Striking a balance between these two different qualities is no easy task. The solution was to optimize the formation of the display layers. For the Z Fold 2, we rearranged the physical interaction between the soft layers and the rigid layers to give it enhanced strength. Then we optimized the property and thickness of the adhesive so the display would remain flexible even in low or high temperatures. After rigorous tests, the Z Fold 2's display is now ready to provide a premium look and upgraded usability. But for a display like this to open and close properly, you need a pretty complicated mechanism. This hinge, too, is constantly being improved.
It has a more firm snap to placing it flat and then unsnapping it from flat.
You can stand it up like this in this thing they call
Flexible. Peter Bond of The Verge.
What will the next one be like?
We designed the Z Fold 2 to stay open at multiple angles like the Z Flip. What makes
I like
this
that
possible
feature on the Z Flip.
Is the cam mechanism. Mm-hmm. Here's how it works. This
because
is
they had different
These
screens.
These two ridge-shaped pieces slide up and down against each other, and the friction created here allows the device to freestand at different angles. Together with larger screens, the new hinge creates many new user scenarios. Z Flip is long and narrow.
Oof, putting that other display on the
large and wide.
I know. On the table, though.
See the crease? Here's the crease, and that's the other thing that worries me.
Say the crease.
To create that strength,
it's going to be a while before that's like a thing of the past, I think.
And elastic components.
I'm sure they'll get there eventually.
Including the cam, there are over 60 components in the hinge, all moving in unison. But for them to have space to move, there must be a gap.
Ben, so if you get this phone, it might be a good idea to vacuum out your pockets every morning.
Oh, that's good. They're not holding it against Jerry Rig everything.
Yeah.
To sweep away, he cuts it. He scrapes it. 100
different ideas. Yeah, Zach is brutal.
The 99th yeah, they gotta impress him.
And the 108th try, we invented what we now call the sweeper. Interestingly enough, we got the idea from a vacuum cleaner commercial. We found out these machines use bristles made up of carbon and nylon fibers and can rotate 20 times per second for 2 years. These fibers were elastic and durable enough to be placed under the hinge, sweeping through it with every move. Thanks to the upgraded cutting technology, the sweeper became even smaller in the Z Fold 2.
This is actually kind of interesting. I might have to get one of these just to see.
You should.
They've really doubled down on this. They said, no, we're going to make a folding phone. We're going to make it work.
Yep.
We encountered our share of challenges, but always kept moving forward. As a result, we created the next great leap in mobile technology. Trust me, we'll be unfolding many more innovations in this category. So, stay tuned.
Well, does that mean I should get the next one instead?
You think? Right. How long? Just another year. Mechanism
for folding technology.
Be a different world by
we
then.
We are proud pioneers in this category. And we will never stop making it better.
Samsung has really dedicated themselves to kind of embracing the foldable.
Yeah.
We've seen other companies produce foldable designs, but Samsung's kind of like, you know, we've got two different avenues right now. We're making them solid.
3 weeks off.
And listening to our users to bring whole new experiences to life for the Z Fold 2.
Look at that.
So remember, September 1st, pre-orders begin on that day too. But
okay.
September 1st.
Earlier this year, we partnered with renowned designer Tom Brown to combine the creative
be
vision
pricey. This
of the
is the $3,000 package.
With the innovative technology
of
this Galaxy.
One's going to be super pricey.
We're excited to continue this collaboration, unveiling the next step of our partnership.
If you like red, white, and blue ribbons, you're going to love the Tom Brown version.
If you like being broke, you're going to love the Tom Brown version.
I guess there's just an audience for this. I have so much money, it doesn't mean anything to me, so I'm gonna get this.
Yeah. So what do you think on this? Is this like if the phone itself is $2,000? Let's say we don't know that for sure.
The rumor was this will be three. Yeah.
Three. Okay.
It includes a watch and buds, and of course you're paying a premium for the red, white, and blue ribbon.
Yeah, and the extra ribbon design, and the kind of the theming across all of the different devices.
That's tempting. Be a good way to just get it all at once. I wonder what the markup is.
And this is the beautiful outcome of a great partnership. It combines the elegance of design with the power of technology. And there you have it. Five new products.
No information about how much storage, how much RAM, processor inside. Nothing. Our new
product. Okay, so then what does that say then? Because so many of these events in the past and early days of Android were hinging heavily or leaning heavily into specs and those technical details.
Doesn't matter anymore.
This really strikes me as Samsung kind of realizing, at least with this event, that this is just kind of about everyday life. This is about the everyday person feeling like having that good feeling about the device. Oh, I love the look and feel of this device. That's important to me. The specs, I already know it's going to do everything that I need it to do, but I don't need to know the details.
They did focus on differentiators with the watch. That's a tough competitive market given the success of the Apple Watch and the Buds somewhat. They didn't really highlight much new in the phones at all. I think really, if there's one word to describe this, it's ecosystem. We're trying to build a Samsung ecosystem. If you're all in on Samsung, then all of this will work nicely together. And that's really taking a page from Apple's playbook.
Yeah, absolutely. And this wouldn't be the only event that they've leaned heavily on ecosystem. It's continually their approach. And they do a pretty good job.
Money in a kind of peak phone world.
Samsung Mobile is in the best
position to take questions about Galaxy Vision for the future.
They're going to take questions now.
Thank you.
Yes, Leo Laporte from the back.
Five amazing products today, and I love we have so much to offer.
Well, for instance, will the watch work with other Android devices? I'd like to know that. Why we are releasing
multiple products? It has in the past.
It should. It should.
Thanks for asking that question, Federico.
Federico's going to ask the question.
Inspire me daily to think bigger and move beyond what's expected. We all have different needs, and those needs require different devices. Our product line is about consumer choice. That's especially important now, when everyone is relying on mobile technology to stay connected. Our goal with all of our product is to help make consumers' lives better, to make everything they do easier, faster, and more fun. And what's really great, too, is all of our devices work seamlessly together.
I agree, TM. It's all about meeting the diverse needs.
I disagree. Around the world. You're fired. Let's
move on to the next. This is an unprecedented time, but I'm just going to have to let you go. Galaxy Note 20 and 20 Ultra. So the price for the 20, $999. The 20 Ultra, $1,299. Trying to think
last year. I think it's comparable.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering if it was closer to 14, but what got up to 14 then? Is that the S20 Ultra that got up to 14-ish?
Well, what they're not mentioning is levels. Is there a 256 gig level? Is there a terabyte level? Remember, this was the big deal in the old days is how much storage you could get in a Galaxy phone. And it seems like they've just don't. Nobody cares. We've realized no one cares anymore. Everybody's streaming everything.
So it was the S20 Ultra 5G that was up to $1,599.
That's
so
the one more expensive. Yeah, you'll pay more for 5G, of course.
And so the Note 20 Ultra, though, not that expensive. So that's interesting. Right. I mean, I imagine these things are 5G capable. They should be.
It's unclear, isn't it?
They're both terrific options, and I can't wait to start using mine. I'd like also to.
Aunt Pruitt's saying it's a 4,300 milliamp hour for the Note 20 battery, a Snapdragon 865. Foldable experiences.
Okay.
And I'm sure this will be a hit.
I think he's pre-ordering right now.
865 Plus, actually, which does have the X55 modem. These do support Bluetooth. It would be really strange if they release these devices and they didn't support 5G.
Right.
And we are happy to hear people want it so much, they even want it on the Fold. For Galaxy Z Fold 2, we made sure it has its own special qualities that make it exclusive and best suited to the foldable category. This device is unlike anything else on the market. And the user experience is one of a kind. From the bezel-less cover display to an unfolded immersive viewing experience to the flex mode, it will provide a transformative experience.
And very little time spent on the flip. To our
customers' feedback. Yeah, because that feels more like this is coming sometime soon, although it's only like a month away. But you're right, they didn't spend a whole lot of time on the flip. Maybe that's just because this is meant to be the Note announcement, and the flip will have its day in a month.
That we keep top of mind in our day-to-day business. And it's something we discuss all the time. Do you want to share your thoughts?
Of course. Privacy starts with trust. You have to trust your hardware. You have to trust your software. But for trust to work, you need to have security. Security is a top priority for Samsung. From the second we start planning a new device to the final product, security is included in every step.
We're now 90 minutes in.
Process to give you proactive, always on protection.
Another 30 minutes of Q&A, and we should
go. There is no such thing as data
privacy without security. Yeah, I'm not sure how much new news we're going to get out of this little discussion.
And of course, the data that's on them. And that's exactly what we are doing.
Last but not least In a recent blog post, you talked about Samsung's responsibility to make the world a better place. Could you tell us more about what you mean?
I do feel like this is a responsibility for Samsung. Consider the pandemic. We knew we could help, so we put our expertise and resources to work where we could make the biggest impact. We helped factories increase production of masks and test kits. We also donated smartphones and tablets for remote learning. Another important example is the Samsung Global Goals app where we match proceeds. It's a joint effort with the UNDP to raise awareness and support for the 17 global goals. More than 45 million Galaxy users have this app on their phone. That's triple the number of app downloads since February. By taking small actions together, we can make the world a better place for all.
Thank you, Tim.
Well, there you have it.
And that was it.
Very little information, no price information in this, although apparently it's either leaking out or it's on the webpage. Pre-order for the Fold September 1st. I don't know what they did. They say a pre-order date for the Note 20. I don't see that. Can you order it now? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking for that right now. I'm not finding a date, although, which is kind of strange.
Ann Pruitt, who's in our chat room, says 8 gigs of RAM. The Galaxy Z Fold 2 features a 4,500 milliamp hour battery. They did mention that. 865 Plus also in there. 12 gigs of LDPR, LPDDR5 RAM. That's actually the much better RAM. That's something that Qualcomm chip and that allows. 256 gigs of UFS 3.1 storage. So this should be a very fast, nice device.
Yeah, so it does look like reserve right now. I'm kind of on the site right now. If you go up to 512 gigs on the Ultra, you're spending about $1,449.
Okay.
Looks like these ship on August 21st.
Okay.
Buying directly from Samsung anyways, shipping August 21st.
Apparently you can get it from Amazon as well. I like the Mystic Bronze. I think that's a nice color. I wonder how much they'll sell of the other colors. Frankly, the bronze is clearly the flagship color that they're promoting. There will be, according to Carsten, a September 1 event for the Z Fold 2. So we'll be back here at the beginning of next month. That's actually from The Verge. That's why they didn't say so much about the Z Fold, except to say that it exists.
Right.
So an interesting product announcement for Samsung. Very light on technical specs. Much more on the feeling and the idea and a big ecosystem play. I guess that's the way it's going to be from now on. Maybe not just with Samsung.
Yeah, right. Like I just feel, at least in the Android space, it seems like with these announcements, the specs seem to be taking a backseat to exactly this, to kind of like, what is the feeling that this device gives you, especially as these devices across all categories, price categories, have really emphasized the design and the look and kind of like the kind of the lifestyle choice of I own this phone. Isn't this sleek? And this phone represents me from a personality standpoint. We already know that our phones are so capable underneath the hood that maybe it's just less necessary to know exactly how capable they are. They're going to do the majority of what you need them to do, even in the mid-range category. So, maybe that's what it's all about.
We'll hear more about this later today. Ant Pruitt will join me and Stacey Higginbotham and Jeff Jarvis on This Week in Google. Of course, we'll talk about Android phones, and that means Samsung's announcements today. And, of course, next Tuesday, I'm sure Jason will have a lot to say about it with Ron and Flo on All About Android. And Thursday on Tech News Weekly. Thank you, Jason Howell, for joining me an early morning in the Twit Last Pass studios.
Thank you, Leo. This is a lot of fun. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.